All right, Congressman Jack Bergman is with us. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Jack. Great to be with you.
Yes, thank you for doing this. Obviously, we have a lot to talk about, and it all, of course, in this interview deals with the president's decision to strike Iran. Your initial thoughts on what the scope of what he's doing and his reasoning?
Well, number one, President Trump has had a very thoughtful, detailed, measured set of data points in his response. Number one, he gave the Iranians a chance to come to the peace table in Switzerland, work out a deal. They chose not to. Instead, they chose to continue to do what they're doing outside of, if you will, international inspectors' eyes, which is enrich uranium to the point of one singular goal, having a nuclear bomb. Okay? He gave them every opportunity, and he said what he would do, and he did what he said. So this is the right time, not only for the Middle East, but I think it sends a message, a strong message to the world. We are not everybody's protector, but we will do everything in our power to ensure that a peaceful solution can come about in as many cases as possible. But we're not going to let Iran continue to be that behind-the-scenes supporter of Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, random terror cells, some of which, given the fact that 20-some million people came illegally into our country from roughly 63 countries during the last administration. So we've got security challenges here at home because of those security failures of the last administration. President Trump is an honest man who loves America and who will do the right thing for the right reason. So that's kind of my assessment of where we are as a member of Congress. I will be back in session tomorrow to get briefings, updated briefings on what's going on. And I will probably, because I'm the subcommittee chairman on readiness, I will have already scheduled a briefing for tomorrow in a classified nature so that I can see at a different level what the cause and effect and what the future threat is here in the United States.
What about your Democratic colleagues who say that this is illegal, that he doesn't have the authority to do this? A couple of them are even suggesting impeachment.
Well, Japan didn't have the authority to bomb Pearl Harbor either. Okay, so thanks to my Democrat colleagues for obviously walking away from the needs of their constituents from a safety and security standpoint.
The last question I have for you is, do you have concerns of this going further with the Iranians striking back and not amping it up even more from what they've already done?
Well, number one, of course, you have to understand and continually assess the threat. The Iranians don't have a plan other than try to, pardon my English, bullshit the entire world about what their true intentions are. And if you just listen to the rhetoric for the last 45 years, it's death to America, kill the infidel. That is what it looks like when you have a theocratic, if you will, regime that's been in control of Iran since literally the late 1970s. We as the United States have to... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You feel that it is our responsibility to do this, right?
I do, because number one, we got to keep our citizens safe and secure, and one of the ways you do that is to make sure countries like Iran can't launch any type of attacks on us, whether it be in the example of a nuclear weapon, whether it be, if you will, inside our own borders with sleeper cells. Our security people have got their hands full to deal with this right now, but they are dealing with it. And I'll be up in the Sioux on next Saturday and I'll be getting in late Friday night, but I'll be having briefings not only from the Border Patrol folks, but also the Sioux Locks people, because we have to look at in the first district where those points of friction could be that Iranian support groups, subgroups, whatever you want to call them, could do a minor attack, but it'd be major for us because it's in our area.
And the Mackinac Bridge too could be, right? I mean,
absolutely the Mackinac Bridge. It goes without saying, because if the bridge is out, how does the governor get, emergency goods and services between the UP and the Lower Peninsula if the bridge isn't working? We saw that a few months ago. We couldn't do it because the fact that, the ice storm took the bridge out of commission. But yes, so just look at your target points, that if you thought that some entity was going to attack them, you guard them and make sure they're secure.
Congressman Jack Bergman, thanks for joining us. And we'll see you in the Sioux next weekend. So we'll talk again.
Sounds good, Jack. Thank you very much for the opportunity to let the folks know what's going on.